It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We find inspiration now in cross-country bike rider Randy Hone. So over the summer, Hone cycled 4,233 miles in 66 days, completing the Transamerica Bicycle Trail. This is a bucket list dream come true. You can be part of this discussion about bike rides. Call in with the question, share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Randy, congratulations and welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, good morning to you, Kate, and good morning, America.
Oh, Randy, what on earth got into you? What inspired you to take this bike ride across America?
Well, when I was back when I was 18 years old, I had a ride set up, which was only about 400 miles with four other guys. And so when it came right down to the last day, they all backed out because they had to go to work or they had to do this or do that. You know how it goes. And so from that point on, I thought, well, you know, I'll have to put it on the back burners. And eventually I got married, had kids, had gotten a good job, and then I was into the corporate world, and so everything got pushed aside. And so I decided one day here, back in April, actually it was May or April. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I retired from Anderson Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided, you know, I better do it now. I'm 67 years old, and I figured, you know, how many more years do I have left to do this great accomplishment? So I gave them my notice that I was going to retire, and May 3rd, I jumped on the plane, or 2nd, May 2nd, I jumped on the plane, got and took off May 3rd, and then I ended up in Yorktown July 8th.
Wow. You really didn't take any downtime after sending in your notice. I mean,
no,
you...
I didn't. I just decided I'm going to get her done, you know, because it's been my dream ever since I've been 18 years old. So
how did your body feel after riding for 66 days?
Actually, I'm in pretty good shape. I've done quite a bit of riding. I moved up here from South Dakota, Mitchell, South Dakota. Before moving up here, I had put 10,000 miles on that summer and part of the spring. And so I do a lot of cycling, and so that's one of my passions. So,
where is your favorite place to bicycle?
Oh, I loved everything out west. You know, Oregon. Idaho is a beautiful state. Montana is a beautiful state. Wyoming, I like that. Colorado, especially. I like Colorado a lot.
I think you're going to name every state.
Yeah. But they were all great. In Virginia, I ended up in Virginia, and Virginia is a very beautiful state also.
So talk about the planning phase here. You know, what did you have to put together in order to go over 4,000 miles?
I'm actually part of a group out of Montana. It's called Adventure Cycling. And so they have maps. And on those maps, it'll tell you exactly where all your restaurants are at, where all your lodging is. There's bike hostels in certain towns. There's warm showers in certain towns. So I would plan each day ahead and call these people to get reservations or what have you, or, you know, to make sure I was able to stay at those certain places.
We're talking about cross-country bike riding with Hudson resident Randy Hone. Recently rode more than 4,000 miles across 10 states on the Transamerica Bicycle Trail. You can join in with your questions and your thoughts along the way at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So tell us about day one. How did that go for you?
Day one was, well, actually what happened day one was I got into Astoria late that night and got up the next morning ready to go. And I thought, well, you know what? I didn't even take a look at the town I'm starting from. So I took some time out and looked around till around noonish, and then I took off. And so on that first day, I took off, was around noonish, like I was saying. And I got three flat tires right away, which was made me think, oh, am I really getting into something I really want to do, you know? So, But after that, everything was fine until I got to another town, and I went into a bicycle shop, and they fixed me up with some a different kind of a tire you put inside as a liner type thing, and I had no flats the rest of the trip.
Oh, good thing. What, you know, did you have a special bike you were on, or just the one you usually, what was that your bike like?
Yeah, I set up a bike probably 5 years ago with my bicycle shop here in town, Art Doyle's pedaling bicycles, and I had them set me up. So I've been kind of gradually buying things that I, you know, for this special bike, because I've got 7 bikes and everyone's got a different purpose. But they set this bike up for me, had panniers put on it, and that my front wheel has a generator on it, so it generates power so I can power my phone and stuff, because I had maps that I gotten from Adventure Cycling, GPS maps, and you just download them into your phone in case there's a lot of places out west that I did not have service, so I had to make sure I had my phone so I could read the map and not get lost.
Yeah, you took about a dozen maps with you. Were these all different maps?
Yep, they're all different maps, all individual, and it's a great program. You know, they got them for, there's all kinds of maps they have. You can do the northern tier, you can do the Transamerica, which I did, then you can do the southern tier, and then they got the great passage where you come from Alaska and go down to Mexico, and they got quite of a program going. And it made it really handy for me, because, you know, if I didn't know what was going on in the next town, they had it all right in front of me. You know, I could look it up on my maps.
Well, Randy, what did you learn about yourself spending, you know, hours on the road in solitude?
You know, I thought about a lot when I was on the road. 4 years ago, I had suffered a blood clot in my leg. And then just 2 years ago, I had a tumor removed out of my stomach. I had a third of my stomach removed, and they had to rebuild my stomach so that it would attach to my intestines, because that was the area in which the tumor was, so they had to rebuild my stomach.
Wow.
So I was in the hospital for nearly a month before my stomach woke up, and I was able to eat and drink and do my thing. But after my surgery, my first thing to my surgeon was, am I ever going to get to do this bicycle trip across America? It's one of my dreams and my bucket list thing. And he says, I see no reason why not. So here I am. And yeah, you know, we live in a beautiful world, and I don't think a lot of people know that. Along the way, I met a lot of beautiful people. They're very willing. They give me food, give me water. There was a lady in Kentucky that chased me down in her car. She was sitting on her porch, and she saw me go by, and it was 103 day that way day. And I thought, it was only halfway through the day, and, lady come up and told me to get over. And I went over, and she says, I seen you going down the road. You need a place to stay for the day? And I said, no, I'm kind of early yet. I can't really stop yet, but she wanted me to stay overnight. She said that I could take a shower, and she would do my laundry for me and make me supper and what have you. And I said, boy, you're just such a sweet lady. But I had to pass her up because it was pretty early in the day yet. And I think I only had like 35 miles on. And, it was something I really wanted to do. It was in my heart. I've always wanted to do it, and I thought, I got to get her done, so I did it.
How were the drivers on the road as you tried to navigate all those different types of roads, two-lane highways, rural roads?
Drivers were extremely good. There was a few here and there, you know, that think that, you know, bicycles don't need to be on the roads, you know, it's just for cars, but as I look at it, I pay taxes all my life, and I'm just entitled to those roads as they are. So, yeah. They were all pretty good to me, though. I like I said, I probably only had a couple people that were irritated with it, you know. But I could see where a lot of times I've seen a lot of riders where they're riding two across from each other, three, you know, and they're taking up the whole road, whereas I was riding on the other side of the white line. So it was something I didn't take advantage of the drivers. So.
Anyway. Oh, well, what's on tap for you next? What's the next adventure on your bucket list? We're all curious.
Right now I'm looking at another bike. It's called Priority 600. It's a bike that's been designed by two German engineers for Porsche. And it's kind of an automatic drive system on your bike, but you still got to shift it in the gear. And it's not like a normal bicycle. It has a belt drive on it. It's called the pinion gear anyway. So I'm looking into that. And so that bicycle, I hope, will take me across. I'm going to do the northern tier this next year. And that's like from Washington to Maine.
Oh, wow. Oh, that'll be beautiful. Yeah. Well, Randy, thank you so much for sharing your story. It's inspirational. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, certainly. I hope I inspire some people to do it, because they really don't know what they're missing. When you're out there and you're riding in a car, you know, you can't see everything. On a bicycle, you're not going as fast, and you can see a lot more and enjoy the beautiful world we're living in.
Randy Hone is a cross-country bike rider in Hudson, completed the route to cross America by bicycle, the Transamerica Bicycle Trail. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.